It is the year 1779. Spain has entered the War of Independence as an American ally against the British, who are already planning a two-sided campaign to take the Mississippi Valley, sailed by ships with supplies for the Americans. The Southern Front is promptly stopped by Bernardo de Galvez, governor of New Orleans. Meanwhile, the British Northern Front marches to its main objective, St. Louis, a settlement founded by French traders with a great strategic importance as the administrative capital of northern Louisiana and headquarters of its governor, Fernando de Leyva. 29th of March, 1780, St. Louis, Mississippi Valley.
John Cone, is it? What made you want to see me?
Hello, Mr. de Leyva. Bad news, I'm afraid. I come up from the river, and I can tell you I've seen myself a whole lot of them Indians coming together right at the Fox, Wisconsin portage. And if I had to guess, based on the rumors of Galvez's victory down south, it's under the command of some goddamn Briton.
You trying to say he's coming this way? That would be some bad news. Well, I will follow Clark's recommendation to get some fortifications around here right now. I have to get thinking. We'll have to get that old Fuerte Don Carlos emptied if we want a shot.
Meanwhile, at Michilimackinac.
Call for me, Governor Sinclair.
Report, Emmanuel Hirsch.
The recruitment's going well. We already have around 750 Indians between the Chippewas, Winnebagoes, Menominees, and the Sioux, among some others. We aren't getting nearly as many allies among the traders of the area, but by the time of the attack, we'll have around 1,000 allies.
Ah, very well. That shall be more than enough to crush St. Louis.
25th of May, headquarters of Emmanuel Hess.
Sir, attack today? Not possible. They celebrating, everyone dispersed, they see us.
Ah, superb. We can leave it for tomorrow. They probably won't have any defenses.
Meanwhile.
Hey, Leyva, have fun with us. Why don't you join us?
I will come now. I was admiring the tower and the trenches.
Oh, incredible! As far as I'm concerned, this was not fortified last month.
Well, it was not easy. The tower is 40 feet high. These trenches were entirely dug by us, and they stretched for 60,000 feet. We had to blow up the old fort and move all the weapons here, and so much more.
That's unbelievable! Let's toast the victory. Cheers!
The next day.
Indians are coming!
Maria Santissima, that early? Tell the hunters to defend the north and I'll organize the men and I will warn women and children.
Hey, sir, I'll warn them. We need to defend this place with our lives.
Children and women, mujeres y niños, in my house. Quick, come on, vamos, rápido.
Winnebagoes, focus in the west. Oppressor, you're the leader of the Sioux. Take your men and attack from the north.
Burn this place down. Kill all.
They are retreating from the west front.
Charge!
Men, don't let your guard down. There are more coming from the north.
Sioux trap! Run away! They won't give in!
Go after them! Don't let them escape!
No! Leave them! They won't come back! Now we can finally rest!
Leyva was in fact put to rest just 1 month later. But his victory had important repercussions on the overall war. This victory allowed the Spanish to keep sending resources throughout the Mississippi River, which greatly helped the American revolutionaries win the war, and the rest is history.